Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs around 101 today, under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 70. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 99. Partly cloudy skies Saturday, with highs in the upper 90s, chance of thunderstorms Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 89.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. More Kansas counties are issuing burn bans in an effort to prevent grass fires during the dangerous heat. Sedgwick County Fire District 1 now has a burn ban in effect, but cities like Derby and Wichita have yet to enact one. Need ways to beat the heat? Wichita has a number of cooling centers set up around town so you have a place to get inside and enjoy some air conditioning, and they include city libraries, recreation and resource centers, and splash pads. People in Hutchinson and Reno County will soon get a chance to share their thoughts on data centers with lawmakers. Hutchinson City Council member Stacy Goss will be joined by State Senator Mike Murphy for a community forum at the Shears Technology Center at Hutch Community College next Tuesday evening. They plan to talk about zoning measures to protect the people that live there. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Residents in Norton are being asked to conserve water as drought conditions continue to affect Northwest Kansas. The City of Norton has issued an executive order putting water conservation measures into effect because of the ongoing dry conditions. City officials say the measures are intended to help protect the community's water supply while the region continues to deal with drought. Residents are being asked to pay particular attention to their outdoor water use and to avoid unnecessary consumption. The issue is especially important in Northwest Kansas, where prolonged dry weather can put additional pressure on both municipal water systems and agricultural water supplies. The timing also comes as temperatures remain well above normal across the region. The National Weather Service office in Goodland says above normal temperatures are expected to continue throughout the weekend, with afternoon and evening thunderstorms possible, but with only limited chances for widespread severe weather. For Norton residents, officials are asking everyone to do their part as the community works through the dry conditions. The city says the conservation measures are intended to help protect the water supply and make sure there is adequate water available for essential needs. Residents are encouraged to follow the city's current water use restrictions and conservation requests. For a community that depends on a reliable water supply for homes, businesses, and public services, officials say every bit of conservation can make a difference. There's a milestone being celebrated in Goodland this year that involves something many travelers through Northwest Kansas have probably seen, but many not realize just how long it's been part of the community. The Goodland KOA Journey is celebrating 60 years of welcoming campers and travelers. The campground opened decades ago and has become a familiar stop for people traveling across the High Plains. According to a report published this week by Woodall's Campground Magazine, the Goodland KOA is marking the anniversary throughout 2020. 2026. 60 years means the campground has served several generations of travelers, from families making summer road trips to people crossing the country in recreational vehicles. And that longevity is notable in a business where travelers have plenty of choices about where to stop. For Goodland, the campground also represents something larger than a place to spend the night. It's part of the community's connection to travelers moving along the major highways through northwest Kansas. Over six decades, thousands of families have passed through, stayed a night or two, and continued on their journeys. Some may have returned years later with their own children or even grandchildren. The 60th anniversary is a reminder that small-town businesses don't always have to be flashy to become important community institutions. Sometimes simply being there year after year and welcoming people through your doors is what creates a legacy. The Goodland KOA Journey is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, and for a campground that spent six decades serving travelers, that's certainly a milestone worth recognizing. A Hoxie student is among four Kansas students selected for a 2026 technology education sponsorship through Next Tech. Isaac Thomas of Hoxie has been selected as one of this year's recipients. The program is designed to help students pursue education and careers in telecommunications and related technology fields. Thomas will be attending Fort Hays Tech, North Central this fall, where he plans to study telecommunications. Next Tech announced the recipients this week, saying the sponsorships are designed to help encourage the next generation of technology professionals. Thomas is the son of Nicole Richter of Hoxie. He joins three other Kansas students receiving sponsorships this year. The program is particularly significant for rural communities where reliable telecommunications and technology infrastructure have become increasingly important to schools, businesses, healthcare providers, and families. It also provides an opportunity for students from Northwest Kansas to pursue careers in a field that is directly connected to the needs of their own communities. Telecommunications work can include everything from broadband and fiber networks to the technology that keeps rural communities connected. For Hoxie, having a local student selected for the program is also a nice reminder that young people from Northwest Kansas are preparing to take part in the region's technological future. Thomas will begin his telecommunications studies this fall, and the sponsorship from Next Tech is designed to help him and other recipients take that next step toward a career in an industry that continues to grow and change. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
A new program is giving Kansas farm families another option for preserving their agriculture legacy while supporting their local communities. The Greater Salina Community Foundation and regional affiliates have introduced a program called Giving Acres. The program allows agricultural landowners to donate farmland to create a permanent charitable fund. There's several options available to landowners. A farmer can donate the property outright, establish a life estate that allows them to continue using the land during their lifetime, or include the property in a will or trust. Income from the donated farmland can then be directed into a charitable fund at the community foundation. That fund can provide ongoing support to local organizations and causes selected by the donor. The idea is particularly relevant in rural Kansas, where farmland often represents much more than an investment. For many families, the ground has been farmed by parents, grandparents, and earlier generations. Giving Acres is intended to give those families a way to continue that legacy even after they're no longer farming the property themselves. The program also recognizes the importance of keeping productive agricultural land in use when that's practical. Organizers say landowners considering the program should work with their attorneys, accountants, and financial advisors to determine whether a farmland gift makes sense for their individual circumstances. For Northwest Kansas, the farm families thinking about succession, estate planning, and the future of their communities, Giving Acres provides another option to consider. The program was introduced this week by the Post Rock Community Foundation and its partners. Drivers traveling through Sharon Springs are being reminded about a temporary highway closure that affects the K-27 railroad crossing. The Kansas Department of Transportation says the crossing is closed to traffic from September 1st through September 3rd because of work at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing. That means today is the final scheduled day of the closure. Motorists traveling through the area should follow the signed detour using US 40 and connecting routes. The closure is part of an ongoing transportation work in Northwest Kansas. KDOT's District 3 covers the northwest portion of the state and regularly posts construction and maintenance updates affecting local motorists. For drivers who use K-27 as part of their normal route through Sharon Springs, the closure can mean additional travel time. Motorists are being encouraged to slow down, watch for construction and detour signs, and allow extra time to reach their destination. And because this is a temporary closure, drivers should continue to watch for updates from KDOT in case the work schedule changes. Again, K-27 is closed at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing in Sharon Springs through today, September 3rd. Drivers should follow the signed detour and use caution in the work area. A massive Christian burial for Yvonne Vaughn Sumner, 73, of rural Norcator, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, September 4th at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norcator Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, September 3rd, followed by a wake and rosary service at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Manor or St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Mexico is banning imports of U.S. lamb and sheep offal after the finding of a single case of scrapie. U.S. Meat Export Federation's John Harith has more.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Technical and Export Services Courtney Heller has the details.
Scrapie is a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. We refer to those as TSEs. It's similar to mad cow disease, or BSE as we call it. Scrapie affects sheep and goats. It's not shown to pose any risk to human health. The most recent case we've had here in the U.S. is this case in Oregon. It was identified through the USDA's ongoing surveillance program. Both APHIS and FSIS indicated, along with America's Sheep Industry Association, that we expect little trade impact, but we've since then found that Mexico has suspended imports of U.S. lamb and sheep offal and viscera. We're still waiting for Mexico to provide public justification for this particular step in trade impacts.
The move has a significant impact on U.S. sheep producers.
Mexico is a really important market for lamb and sheep products in general. Most of our export market for any sheep offal or viscera would be specific to Mexico. Most of the other markets tend to be muscle and meat product focused. And so we'll feel an impact if this market remains closed, because we don't have an alternative market for these variety meats.
While Mexico's restrictions are new, scrapie affects access for U.S. lamb in a number of key markets.
We really need some help and focus in resolving some of these broader trade barriers we're experiencing for U.S. lamb related to scrapie. South Korea, Saudi Arabia, the EU, and the UK, as well as China. All of these markets would be very good markets for lamb products, including offal and variety meats like that Mexico market.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caro on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Not expecting any major relief from our ongoing heat wave, not only here for the remainder of your work week, but even into your upcoming Labor Day weekend. And still the vast majority of Kansas looking to stay dry. Only exception will be far western portions of the state, where some weak upper-level energy could bring some hit-or-miss type shower and storm activity at times from Friday into Friday night, and could again have some hit-or-miss type showers and storms popping up into Saturday evening, and potentially some isolated storms even into your Sunday evening as well. But again, even over that way, precipitation not looking to amount to much more than just a couple tenths of an inch of rain. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, under mostly sunny skies, we'll have high temperatures climbing up into the upper 90s to near 100. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Into north central Kansas, for this afternoon, mostly sunny and hot, with high temperatures from 100 to 105 degrees. Breezy south winds kicking up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll have those high temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s, with our winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Hot across southeastern Kansas for this afternoon with full-on sunshine, high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 100s. We'll have our winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into south-central Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny and hot, with those highs from 100 to 105 degrees, along with breezy south winds kicking up to 10 to 20 miles per hour. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine with hot conditions, highs from 100 to 103, winds turn west 10 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farmland prices have hit record highs despite a slowdown in the rate of increase. Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says the average value of U.S. farm real estate rose 3.4% to $4,500 per acre. Cropland values increased to just over $6,000 an acre, a 3.3% increase, and pasture land rose 4.2%.
That pace has slowed, though, since 2020. It's a 44% increase since then, but in the first year it was an 11.7% increase. That went down to 3.4% in 2026.
Munch says competition for land remains high.
Commercial and residential development, renewable energy projects, outside investments, recreation, rural residential demand are all competing for that same land access.
For more information, go to fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas. Farm Bureau.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com and never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Q. Norton's Classic Hits, Q106.7.
This is Jay and Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on today's 1 o'clock cattle auction. In the breeding stock, we'll sell drop-in consignments in this division. Then on to the calves and feeders. Here's 34 Charcross steers. They're off grass at $675 to $800, as well as other drop-in consignments in this division. In the weigh-ups, we'll have our usual trotter run of weigh-up cows and bulls. Next week, we'll have our first special calf and feeder sale of the fall. Hope to see you at both these auctions. Thank you.